You got the church key?
You know what? They're in the door. Hang on.
You hold down time out. Phone, I will grab the key.
It's a good thing that we've been doing this for a while. We're so prepared.
Yeah, but the thing is you walked right by it.
You didn't even grab it.
Well, happy Friday. Happy is it Friday already?
It is. It is.
I can't believe it. We made
it. What beautiful weather.
What beautiful weather.
I took the Sea-Doo out last night for a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
The Lake Winnebago was glass.
Nice and calm, yeah.
It was beautiful.
It's been an amazing run here this past week.
This weekend, a little windy.
A little windy.
Yep.
But still, like, cooler. Like, it feels like October. Cheers.
Cheers.
Alexander Pilsner's back. Just bottled yesterday.
Is this what I had on tap at Moderations for a while, or was it the workers? It was the Alexander, I think. Yeah.
My favorite.
You kept telling me, oh, this is the lighter one. Here, everyone will pull out of your driveway a little better, and then I think you lied to me.
No, it's a lighter one.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care how light it is. If you have a dozen of them, you're going to feel it.
Did you see our new can koozies?
No.
Look at that.
Wow.
Brad Anthony just ordered them. 93.1 and...
I love it.
WRP on the Wave can koozies. We'll probably have some left over for your winter celebration.
All right. The Winter Polka Fest. I just booked the bands for that. We've got Copperbox and Two Fifths coming back. It's Saturday, February 21st this year.
Okay.
The weekend after Valentine's Day.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We Copperbox was just in Van Dyne for the Small Town Days.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Crepes.
they had a good crowd. I didn't make it because I had to tear down the Washera County Fair. But
oh, sure.
Yep.
So, how was the Washera County Fair?
Packed. I only made it out there, so I went to set up.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we went out to bring the bug back. So okay. Holly and I went up there a day in the radio life. It never ends.
It's glorious, right?
Yeah, it is. But it was packed on Sunday.
Well, that's great.
But Saturday, you know, they got rained out twice
because
of the storm.
Right.
So, but whatever. It was.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. There were still people coming in.
At least it didn't flood. Like the Milwaukee State Fair.
Right. That was bad. So what's new in the world of canoes?
Well, Alexander Pilsner is out. We're just kind of gearing up, you know, this is like the weekend before Labor Day weekend, which is crazy to me. But we've been busy. It seems like people are, I don't know if they're like jamming in their last minute vacations or, you know, just trying to soak up every bit of summer, which I am grateful for. Like
we're
I'm trying to do
that.
The same thing. Yeah.
We are pro summer.
Yeah. We're pro summer.
And the wave.
Yeah. We are pro summer. We're just gearing up for that. We've got next Saturday is Dan Broxville and Al Muncho, which is always one of our favorite shows. So they're going to be playing Labor Day weekend. And we still got the Putt-Putt League going on Wednesday nights. Trivia is still rocking and rolling.
You know what I've noticed over the past 3 years, maybe since post-COVID, is places like yourself and others, even when summer winds down, you still have the live music inside because that draws a big crowd, doesn't it?
Well, and it's, you know, in my opinion, I'm very pro summer, but being in the industry that I'm in and for being in the industry for a long time, you know, summer is kind of like you got to make hay while the sun shines, you know?
Right.
But fall is really my favorite time, and we've talked about this
all the time.
You know, that's when you really start living, I think.
People might actually hear, I have the window open here. They might hear the crickets.
We got the crickets outside.
You can still hear, even though it's daytime.
Yeah.
But you can hear it. I love this time of year, too. It was beautiful on the Sea-Doo last night, and it's kind of, you got to soak in the last minutes, like you were saying.
Yep.
It
doesn't have to stop, though.
This
I mean,
is where we come alive.
Oh, yeah. September, October are the greatest months, and we're still busy. People are still, you know, in my opinion, it's the best beer garden time. You know, like the fall is like that's prime beer garden weather.
So German beer and brews and everything, is that a fall thing because of when the hops are?
Yeah, so typically hops are harvested in August, you know, right about this time of year. In fact, most of our growers are just gearing up here. So You know, and brewing historically was very tied to the farming industry too, you know. So right, you're bringing in the harvest, you know, whether it's the hops or the barley or the wheat. And, you know, once you get it all in, I mean, you got to celebrate, right? And what better way to celebrate than with some cold
beers?
By
the way, this is a very good batch.
Thank you. Isn't it good? Yeah. It's my favorite.
So now spring, that's when you plant, and that's, then you sample the fall brew while you're planting to make sure you remember the recipe for the next season.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it. Now it's all coming together.
Now you're getting it. Yeah.
See, I could be a brewer.
You could be a brewer, yeah. So. Yeah. If I had a nickel for every everybody that told me they would be the volunteer taste tester, you know, if I need one, I wouldn't have to brew so much beer. Because well, I could just go down to the beach.
Well, no, finish. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean,
you
everybody
can't say
wants
it on the air.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't say that.
No, I was going to say, you know, I asked you a couple of weeks ago how many people still have the home taps.
Yeah.
And you said the number went up.
The number went up. In fact,
so those are your taste testers.
Those are our taste testers, yeah. In fact, I just got a call from a lady. They're building a new house in Rush Lake, and they want to get a keg. And she was talking about just having a picnic tap for a party, you know?
Sure.
And I was, you know, gently, you know, explaining to her, you know, if you're going to have this nice vacation house in Rush Lake, you might want to invest in a kegerator so you can have cold Knuth brew on tap all the time.
So what
and she liked that idea.
What I was thinking, you know how they christen ships with a bottle of champagne?
Yeah.
You could take a keg and put it up on the whatever,
on the kegerator.
You lift it up on the excavator.
Oh, sure.
And then you send it into the house. What better way
to christen the house? That's a great idea.
Anything else?
You gotta check out, we just delivered our first keg last week, the brew house, Hofschultz Brew House in Wyweega. I probably said that wrong, but it's the brew house in downtown Wyweega now has Blue Eyed Blonde on tap.
Very cool. That's where my father went to high school.
Love it.
That's how we ended up in radio.
It was good to hear from old man Tom on the phone. You know, he says he's easing into retirement.
He's easing into retirement.
It's
he's
good.
Loving it.
Good.
And we're still trying to get Johnny Peck to have a salad. So. What better way to start the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Happy Friday,
Happy
folks.
Happy Friday. Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Cheers, everybody.